instead of writing a blog, I decided to call this audio one instead. And it's mainly about three new pieces of equipment which I bought. When I was doing the London Loop section back in May, I noticed that my big toe on my right foot had got smashed up completely by the boots. Obviously the boots weren't fitting correctly, so I needed to go and buy some new ones. So I looked around, and to be honest, I didn't really want to pay £100 plus for a pair of boots. So I happened to go into TK Maxx and was looking around there, and they had a pair of high-tech Nubuck boots for £30. I thought, well, you know, what's it matter? £30's not going to break the bank. And these boots were called the V-Lite Sierras. And they're much lighter than my old Braces, so that was a good thing to begin with. Anyway, I wore these on a 3-day hike on the South Downs and found it would be really, really comfortable. They gave me the support that I like from a boot, but they were also quite light, so at the end of each day, my feet didn't actually feel tired. Now, one big problem is how long they're going to last. Well, they seem to be made pretty well, so hopefully I'll get a few years out. Well, say a couple. But then at £30, I can afford to probably buy another two pairs and still save money on the £100. They're new buck leather, so basically I've treated them with knickwax. They haven't got brilliant grip on the sole, but the kind of walking I do, it doesn't really matter. They lace up quite well, although the actual eyelets are plastic, so that could be a problem later on because of the fact that they might snap or break, become brittle, especially in cold weather. But we shall see, and obviously I will report back on it. Now, the next bit of equipment is a Montane wind shirt. Now, I've always wore Buffalo wind shirts, but as usual, the Buffalo, well, I've probably had the Buffalo for about 15 years and it's seen better days. Also, as I've got older, I've put weight on and it's started to get a bit tight. I saw the Montane being sold for £20, so I thought, well, yeah, another cheap bit of good equipment. So I bought the Montane and used it when I was on the South Downs, which was, for most days, it was very, well, quite breezy most of the time. Now, obviously, it's quite a basic wind shirt, no hood, no pockets, only 3/4 length zip for ventilation, but it's very, very light. I mean, it only weighs 3.5 ounces, and it comes in its own little stuff sack, which stuffs up probably about the same size as a tennis ball. The material is quite thin, and you think, well, the wind's going to get through that, but to be perfectly honest, it actually gave quite good wind protection. And when I was on the South Downs, I wore it virtually every day because of the fact it was quite windy. The only time that I actually felt cold with it was we stopped off at the Devil's Dyke to have a brew, and the wind was sort of whipping right round the Devil's Dyke. You couldn't really get out of it with any kind of shelter, and there I did need to put a fleece on, but other than that it was fine. It's got caught a couple of times on a few bushes and bits and bobs, you know, as you're going through stiles and stuff. But it seems to be holding up, so hopefully this will be another good addition to my pack. The final piece of equipment is a new sleeping bag. Now, I've been looking for a new lighter summer sleeping bag for quite some time, really to replace my heavy Coleman's, which is a Bambuska, which is about 1.4 kilos, synthetic, obviously. But most of the time I've looked at down sleeping bags for summer, one, two seasons, and they're quite expensive. So it's always been a case of, well, I'm not going to replace it until I can find something a bit cheaper, but the quality's still there. Anyway, I found that Field and Trek were having a sale, and they were selling off one of their own make ones, which is a Stormlight Rolling Cloud 300 for £35. So as usual, you think, well, £35, got to be worth it. The bag is actually rated down to 0 degrees centigrade, and weighs 980 grams. So it's a big saving. The fill is only 500, but it seems fine for summer use and probably early to late autumn. Again, I use this on the South Downs. Nighttime temperatures were around 7 to 9 degrees centigrade. And to be honest, it was quite warm. In fact, a couple of times it was so warm that I actually had to unzip the bag and just lay on top of it or with it just slightly over me. Now, although the bag's rated to 0 degrees, I'm not too sure that it'd actually get down to that. It will, but how comfortable I'll be is another thing. But then again, I could always use a slip liner in it, or even clothes, which is what a lot of lightweight backpacking people are doing nowadays, wearing clothes inside it. So that it'll be interesting to see, maybe in September, October, whether I will need the extra layer of warmth using this bag. So overall, I'm quite happy with the three new pieces of kit that I've bought, and the fact that I've got them all three for less than £90 makes me very, very happy indeed. There are really good pieces of equipment out there that cost money, and people are always happy to pay it. But to be honest, if you can buy it, pick it up cheaper, then it's a really, really good idea. So that's it for my gear review for three little new pieces of equipment that I've just bought and used once.